Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Yeah, yeah. We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. He's an attorney as well. He's also an eBay expert. He's also a small business expert, one of those guys. You know, got to watch those guys, don't you? And he's also the co-author of the eBay Marketing Bible. But he's here today to talk to us about how we can get our new year off on the right foot. Cliffy, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man. Happy New Year. So let me ask you. You know, the show's all about resolutions, of course. And when you're in January, that's what you talk about. What's your big resolution for 2012?
My big resolution is every year, every single year, is to be able to open my doors 12 months from now.
Yeah.
That's my fundamental.
Or at least until December, or at least until December 21st, if that Mayan calendar thing is
exactly
is right.
Exactly 12/20/12/21/12, right? But my goal every year is just, you know, I want to make it another year, and that's my fundamental goal. I don't even, you know, I don't even talk to other people about that. I don't say that to other people. That's just kind of my biggie. You know, if you remember back after the fall of 2008. And I mean, when I say fall of 2008, I mean that, you know, you could take that a couple of different ways. And the beginning of 2009, I told my audience, I said, guys, you know, if your goal right now is to open your doors January 1, 2010. And,
right.
And if you do that, you'll be successful. But basically I think that's most small business owners' fundamental, even maybe an unspoken goal. Is to be here a year from now. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a good one, but I also think, too, that people should be a little bit aggressive. I mean, my goal every January is to double my business. That's my goal. I just say to myself, whatever I did last year, as soon as I know my numbers, I'm going to double it this year. And sometimes I do it, and sometimes I don't. But it keeps me focused on growth, which I think is important. Yeah, because the economy is kind of tough right now, a lot too many people, I think, are just focused on defense.
Right.
And on protecting what they have. And I think that that's a little short-sighted. Long-term, you got to be growing. And even in bad economies, you can grow. There are ways to do it. Figure out how to do it and do the best you can. If you can't double it, you know, do the best you can, but you'll probably end up better off than you were last year. If you don't set the goal, growth as a goal, it just won't happen.
Well, and you're right. You're right. And of course, all businesses want to grow their business. And when I gave you my little, as I said, probably unspoken one, you know, every small business thinks about that, because even businesses who plan to double their growth,
right,
you know, every small business knows that, you know, there are lots of things that trying to acquire that growth, trying to accomplish that growth inside of that is peril. And so you got to do the right things. But I agree with your growth thing. But are you saying you want to grow sales or you want to grow profits? You want to double sales? You want to double profits?
Yeah. Well, the answer is both. But as you know, if you don't grow sales, you it's impossible to grow profits. I mean, unless you really cut your
costs now, what we've come through in the last 3 years, most people, most business owners out there, large or small, have figured out how little expenses they can get by with and still be in business.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I think we're all about as efficient as we can be.
I think we're hitting bottom, too. And you know, Jimmy, if you cut costs too much, what happens is your quality suffers.
Right.
You know, things start falling apart. You know, if I take on too much work, you know, if I'm working 24/7 and I'm not getting enough sleep, I start making mistakes. You know, it's not a good thing. So at some point, you got to be looking at growth. And I think, to be honest with you, even big companies now, I think, in this country have cut costs so much, they should be focusing now on building market share. And that's mean, you know, if you want to put a specific resolution on it, Jim, I tell my clients, find three new ways to sell your stuff. Find three new venues, mm-hmm. three new marketing channels this year. In fact, don't even wait this year. Do it now. Do it in January. I was working with a guy who just bought a deli in one of the towns up here in New England. And, you know, he was, you know, the business was a little bit down. You know, he said the first year, it was his first year in the business. He said he's not doing that great. So I asked him, I said, well, how do you grow a deli business? So, you know, I looked at it. I said, well, it turns out he's on the ground floor of a big office building mm-hmm. with about 30 tenants, you know, mostly, mm-hmm. you know, small companies. So I told him, I said, why don't you do this? Take an hour off of your life. Go around that building. Go into each of the offices. You know how right. they always have the business cards mm-hmm. on the reception desk? Grab one of them. They always mm-hmm. have the fax number right. on it, right. right? And then, you know, when you get all the fax numbers every day, fax your specials of the day to all 30 of those tenants.
Or get an email to them, or just call. How about just call on them? Hold on to that thought, Cliff. We're going to talk about this some more and some other ideas for the new year with Cliff Finico. I'm Jim Blasingly. See you with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.